Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban had plenty to cheer about last night as his pro basketball team beat the Denver Nuggets in the final seconds of the game, 95-94. It was a good ending to a stormy day for Cuban, who received the largest fine for an individual in NBA history. Cuban was fined $500,000 for his latest public criticism of the league's referees, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's fitting that 43-year-old Mark Cuban owns the Mavericks. He certainly lived up to that name in the 2 years since he bought the team. Cuban is an internet billionaire, 158th on the Forbes list of wealthiest Americans, yet he doesn't fit the usual description of a rich sports team owner.
Shoot it, Stephon! Shoot it, Stephon! Way to do it, Dirk! Way to fight back, baby!
Cuban watches Dallas games from the stands, not the quiet comfort of a luxury box. He is profane and loud like many fans, and he directs lots of verbal missiles at the referees.
3 seconds! He's still in there!
Man, he threw an elbow, ref!
Many Dallas fans think it's great to have an owner who's just like them, but the NBA does not. The league fined Cuban 7 times last season for berating officials, running on the court during a fight, and making a derogatory gesture. All told, it cost Cuban $505,000. Yesterday, the NBA nearly matched that with one fine of $500,000. Following the Mavericks' 2-point loss to San Antonio this past Saturday night, Cuban blasted the officiating, and in particular, he went after former NBA referee Ed Rush, the league's current director of officials. "I wouldn't hire him to manage a Dairy Queen," said Cuban, who continued his criticism in an interview yesterday on ESPN television.
I don't think it's because his heart's not in the right place with Ed Rush. I just think, you know, refereeing 29 years does not qualify you to be an executive necessarily or a good manager in a billion-dollar corporation, and that's just the problem that the NBA is facing right now.
Cuban's concerns about officiating go beyond the usual get-rid-of-the-bums diatribes one can hear at any sporting event. Cuban is certain there's a star system in the NBA, where the best players get the favorable calls. He also says referees aren't calling enough fouls, and to prove it, he hired a person this season to track the officiating at Dallas games. Cuban's numbers show foul calling down 12%, a statistic that he says doesn't interest the NBA.
They say thank you and ignore me.
That's it.
That's it.
Cuban's Mavericks aren't exactly suffering from the officiating at Dallas games. The Mavs are one of the best young teams in the league with one of the best records. Still, Cuban finds plenty to complain about in Dallas and elsewhere. In the ESPN interview, he portrayed himself as a crusader for the entire NBA.
The bigger issue is, what are we trying to accomplish? You know, what needs to be said, what needs to be done to protect the players so they don't get hurt, to make the game the best game possible, to give the fans the best possible product. You know, when it's all said and done, if I'm fined $1, $500,000, or $5 million, if I make the product better, we all benefit.
Already, others benefit when Mark Cuban gets in trouble. He matches his NBA fines with donations to charity. The National Basketball Association has declined comment on Mark Cuban. Evidently, over $1 million in fines over the past 2 years is comment enough. Tom Goldman, NPR News.